We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
RVA, River City, we mean business.
Thanks very much, Andy. Appreciate it. 9:35 here on this Friday morning. It's the ninth day of February, 2018. Glad you're with us for Richmond's Morning News. And if you have been following the show for the last 2 weeks, we've spent a lot of time and had a number of people on talking about the mayor's proposal to increase the sales tax on meals in the city of Richmond. And of course, that money is scheduled to go to help repair some real troubled school buildings across the city of Richmond. And we are very glad that the mayor of Richmond, LeVar Stoney, has joined us this morning on the eve or the weekend before what appears likely to be a vote by city council on his proposal, just to give us a rundown on where things stand and to hear directly from him about his plan. So, Mr. Mayor, appreciate you joining us here on the program. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm terrific. And I do appreciate you coming on because I'd like to hear directly from you. You hear press reports and you hope that everybody's got it right. But tell me what the plan is in a nutshell and why you've chosen this direction.
Well, you know, in Richmond, we have some deplorable and decrepit school facilities. Some facilities are, on average, about 75 years old. The school that is in most emergency state is George Mason Elementary School, nearly 100 years old, and there's a number of schools on the south side that are overcrowded. What we want to do is raise the meals tax by a cent and a half, which will create $9 million in revenue, which we can leverage to borrow $150 million over the next 5 years that we can put towards school construction in the city of Richmond. This will tackle our emergency needs right away. And that means students will be walking in to new schools on the fall of 2020. And here's the thing. We want to be transparent and accountable to the people of the city of Richmond as well. And that's why we created a special reserve fund, very similar to what Henrico County did in a couple of years when they passed the meals tax.
So why do the meals tax and not something else? Was there anything else you considered before you settled on this proposal?
I considered all options, obviously, because, you know, money in the city of Richmond is finite. And so we considered a number of options, a number of levies, considered the meals tax because it's the most reliable, sustainable revenue stream. And when you take these dollars to the market, you got to have a sustainable revenue stream. The cigarette tax, unreliable and unsustainable as it declines every single year. And I decided against the property tax or the real estate tax on all property owners in the city of Richmond because that will be borne by 100% of Richmond residents, while the meals tax is paid for by more than 32% of the meals tax is paid for by people who are from 50 miles outside the city. Half of it, roughly, pay for those who are not residents of the city.
Now, a lot of the restaurant owners, though, seem concerned that what has been a steady revenue stream might evaporate if the prices just get a little too high, where people would rather stay in the counties and eat than come downtown. Are you worried that you might be on the edge of killing the goose that laid the golden egg?
No, you know, I have no fear in that because, you know, we're asking for a cent and a half. I can see we were talking about 5 cents or 10 cents, but we're talking about a cent and a half on a dollar, 15 cents on a $10 lunch, or 75 cents on a $50 meal. I think, you know, when you think about those who actually choose to eat out, it's the top 20% of the American tax bracket eat out five times more than the bottom 20%. And so I think, you know, Richmond's restaurant scene is hot, and people are going to still be coming to Richmond to eat. And I will plan on promoting these restaurants throughout the region from here to the North Carolina border, if need be.
Well, I know they'll appreciate that. One of the council members suggested a sunset date on the tax so that it doesn't extend, you know, 10 years from now. We are still have the tax. What was your reaction to that? I think your initial reaction was no. Have you reconsidered it all, or is that even a viable thing to contemplate?
Well, here's the thing. There's no need for a sunset date because, you know, the city council at any time, by their authority, can change a tax or by legislation just through their own powers as the legislature. So there's no need for a meals tax. And the reason I call for no sunset, because it would be fiscally imprudent to sunset the tax, because you still have to pay the debt service on the construction of the $150 million worth of facilities. And I have to say, in the past, that's what we did wrong, John, is that we never really raised the tax, the meals tax, properly to have the revenue to cover the debt service. And so today, as we stand today, we are still paying the debt service on the buildings that we were set to build on the 1% increase 15 years ago. Center stage, Altria Theater, things of that nature.
This is not an attack on you at all. You're a new mayor, and you know, you've got a lot of history that you've got to catch up on from the people who preceded you. But I think this has revealed that a lot of city residents and people in the county who look at the city from across the border have a skepticism about the way the city of Richmond has handled its budget over the last few decades. And, you know, when you propose something like this, it riles people up. What's your reaction to folks who say, you know what, I'm against this because I don't think you all are good stewards of my money?
You know what, that's a fair assertion by the people of the city and those outside. Particularly, I care about the thoughts of the residents who pay taxes here in the city. And here's what I will say. We cannot allow the sins of our predecessors to punish the children of today and our future. That just can't happen. In 2016, the city voted for new leadership, not only in the mayor, but also in the city council and the school board. And it's my hope that the residents of the city have faith that we can actually do the job well. This year, this past year alone, we turned in our comprehensive annual financial report in on time. The state auditor said that we were not in fiscal distress, as was earlier thought. We also refinanced our bonds recently and saving the city over $13 million in the next 15 years. So we're taking measures every single day to ensure that we're the best steward of the taxpayer dollar.
Do you think the city council is going to approve this on Monday?
I'm optimistic. I think our kids have waited way too long, and it would be a shame if a child in George Mason Elementary School or in Broadback Elementary School had to go another year in a crowded facility or in a facility where they have to wear a jacket to actually do their math or do their English or their science.
Yeah, well, clearly that's got to be addressed, and I think everybody can appreciate you making that a priority. But I know you got to go in a second, and I don't want to use up all our time talking about that one issue. I took note that you got a report from the Rose Center for Public Leadership on different concepts to revitalize Shaco Bottom. This just happened yesterday, if I'm reading this correctly. What did these groups say, and what's your reaction, and what do you want the bottom to look like by the time you leave office?
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, I was chosen as one of the four mayors around the country for the Rose Fellowship, part of their leadership program. And my particular focus is on the Shaco Bottom footprint. And what we're trying to find, what we're trying to get to, is a shared vision around how we go about memorializing the enslaved Africans who helped build this city, who built this city. And so what we heard yesterday is that we need a project manager to kind of focus on the future of Shaco Bottom, and also that we need to do a little bit better in our public engagement, making sure that every voice in the city of Richmond, particularly the voices of those who have ancestors buried down there, can be heard in this process.
It kind of changes the nature of what Shaco Bottom has been in the past. I'll tell you, Mr. Mayor, as a white guy who has a lot of black friends from Washington, and I try to get them to come to Richmond, and I always take them down and say, oh, yeah, when I was here, I would go to the club over here and over there. And I have an anxiety about saying the farmer's market was also a slave market. And do you worry at all about changing the dynamic of the party area that it has been, even if your intention is good to memorialize what occurred there and the lives that were lost there and damage there, that it and it just changes the vibe of the whole place? I mean, how do you balance those two?
Well, we're going to definitely have to actually find ways to find that balance. But I think focusing on the history down there at its core will then provide opportunities for economic development, also for tourism as well, also for potential for green space. This can be a place that we all as in the city can embrace. This is not just a Shaco Bottom or East End issue. This is a city of Richmond issue. But here's the thing. We have an international jewel. Let's make it a true asset for all of us.
Yeah, we missed that opportunity years ago when we were discussing having the slavery museum down in Shaco Bottom, and it wound up as at least conceptually in Fredericksburg, and I don't think they ever even broke ground on it up there. So I applaud your efforts to do something significant, because there are a lot of people who are interested in this issue around the country, and Richmond should capitalize on it. And our citizens have missed out on decades of dollars and healing, I hope, which could come from that.
And I think, John, for far too long, we've been unable to tackle these tough issues, just like the schools issue, just like this issue right here in Shaco Bottom. And I'm just unwilling to sit by idly and not tackle the tough issues that will allow our city to grow.
Richmond's Mayor LeVar Stoney, thank you so much for joining us here on Richmond's Morning News. We always appreciate your time and your candor with us. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.